Good time, oldies. Clue 103, 24 minutes before 7 o'clock. We got someone on the phone who wants to wish her husband, Dan, a happy birthday. Who is this?
This is Janet.
Janet?
Uh-huh.
What's your husband's last name, Janet, so he knows who you're talking to?
Hurtwine.
Oh, hi, Janet. Good to talk to you.
Hi.
Well, listen, we can certainly do that for you. And how old is the old man today?
He's 40.
40?
40.
Oh, my goodness. 40. Oh!
Yeah, he's old.
Oh! He's going to barely be able to drag his bones out of bed this morning. Oh, you give him my condolences.
Okay, I sure
and
will.
I hope you guys have a great day.
Okay, you too.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Time oldies, Clue 103, Gary U.S. Bonds in New Orleans from 1960. And Mamas and Papas, California Dreamin' and the Ventures started things off. Hawaii 5-0 theme from 1969. I still get a big kick out of that song. Whatever came of Jack Lord? I think he's a rancher or something like that up in Montana, to be quite honest with you. It's about 21 minutes before 7 o'clock. The Clue Morning Crew, Brian Kirchhoff and Michelle Kent in for Randy Naughton this morning. And if I asked you, how much would you give for Elvis and Priscilla Presley's signed divorce agreement? What do you think? If you really wanted this, how much do you think you'd pay for it? Well, someone in Beverly Hills yesterday gave them $6,000 at an auction for this thing. An Elvis belt decorated with Hawaiian idols sold for guess how much? $9,000. $9,000 for an Elvis belt. There was an electric bass. This isn't Elvis related, but an electric bass signed by Paul McCartney. It said, "All the best, Paul McCartney." That went for $5,500. Now, I can see $5,500 for a Paul McCartney electric bass guitar. It's something you can use. And I can see the belt. Sure, you can wear the $9,000 belt, maybe at a Halloween party. But what the heck do you do with Elvis and Priscilla Presley's divorce papers? I just don't get it. You can wear the belt. 20 before 7. We have $103 in our secret sound coming up in just a couple of minutes, as well as Tommy James, Sly and the Family Stone, and Gary Lewis. Traffic and weather together. Calls for showers and thunderstorms this morning. Clearing this afternoon, 65 high, about 58 in St. Louis. Now, as we take a check of the traffic situation with Roger Brand up in the Clue 103 Mercantile Bank Jet Copter 1. Roger?
City police are working the accident. Southbound 55 at Gravois. The left lane is blocked. That sucker slid all the way under the 44 overpass up against those concrete pilings. From the Clue 103, Mercantile Bank, Jet Copter 1.
The average person's lifetime includes 6 months in traffic.
Ends May 31st.
The Clue Morning Crew, Clue 103.
Good time, oldies. Clue 103. It's 7:46, 14 minutes. 6:46, 14 minutes before 7, I should say. Secret sound time. Get on the phone and give us a call. 969-KLOU in Missouri. 877-1033 in Illinois for your chance to guess our secret sound. And here it is. Yeah, most annoying this morning. We'll take caller 7. Good luck at Clue 103.
Wow!
If it's good time oldies, it's on 103.3 FM. Clue 103.
Who wants to buy this diamond ring?
Good time oldies, Clue 103, Gary Lewis and his wacky playboys. And this diamond ring doesn't shine for me anymore. It's 8 minutes before 7 o'clock. The Clue Morning Crew playing our secret sound this morning. Clue, your caller 7.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Bill.
Hey, Bill. Bill what?
Bill Hill.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Long time no speak.
Yeah, I haven't heard it from you for quite a while.
Well, I don't know your home number. Bill, $103 on the line. Now, you're familiar with our secret sound. It's kind of annoying, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes, you've had it about 2 days now. Listen carefully before you make your guess. Here it comes again.
Okay.
Bill Hill for 103 big ones. What that be?
Okay, I've got two choices. I'm going to have to just say one.
Toss a coin.
I'm going to say it's a blunder.
Oh! No, 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 no. Now, don't tell me what your second guess was.
I sure won't.
Bill, it's not a blender.
Okay.
It is, in fact, a kitchen appliance. And I know it's not Wednesday and I shouldn't be giving clues, but gosh darn it, I'm feeling generous this morning. Bill, you do win a $25 gift certificate to spend anywhere at St. Louis Union Station. It's in conjunction with A Taste of the Station coming up this weekend. So great. Congratulations.
Great.
And tell us where you go for good times, great oldies, kitchen appliances, and then some.
Clue.
103.
103, that's to say it all, huh?
You better believe it, Bill, and as often as you appear on this program, you'd better get it right. 7 minutes before 7. Clue Morning Crew, Brian Kirchhoff and Michelle Kenton for Randy Naughton. We have our Forgotten 45 coming up in about 15 minutes. Don't forget, name that baby, and it's a lot easier than yesterday mornings. Showers and, traffic and weather together, I should say. We have showers and thunderstorms this morning, clearing this afternoon, about 65 for a high, 58 in St. Louis. Now and in the news, Michelle?
School administrators are starting to get a bit antsy about how much extra money they're going to get. Details on the way.
All right, let's take a look at the traffic situation with Roger Brandon, the Clue 103 Mercantile Bank Jet Captor 1. Roger?
Well, we've got a lot of problems out here with the rain, I guess, basically, from the Clue 103 Mercantile Bank Jet Captor 1.
It has been 200 and some odd days since the end of last summer.
Sweetened with NutraSweet brand sweetener.
57 degrees at 6:54. I'm Michelle Kent, Clue 103 Morning News. This newscast is sponsored by Kiefer & Associates. School administrators in the St. Louis area are starting to get anxious to learn what impact the state's new school aid bill will have on their budgets. It's 57 in St. Charles, 57 degrees downtown. I'm Michelle Kent, Clue 103 Morning News.
Good time oldies, Clue 103, the 60s specialist.
Clue 103.
Good time oldies, Clue 103. We're the station that plays great oldies from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, but specializing in the songs from the greatest decade of rock and roll, the 60s.